A View on Access, a showcase of audio description and accessibility in the arts and entertainment sector, with Tim Calvert.
Hi, a very warm welcome to A View on Access. I'm Tim Calvert. This is our regular showcase into how theatre, arts and culture is made accessible for those visually impaired. It's an insight into the venue and the content on offer. So every now and again, it's really important to showcase an amazing visual production that unfortunately has no audio description or introduction, but really should do. The English National Ballet's production of Cinderella, choreographed by Christopher Wheeldon, dazzles the Royal Albert Hall in London until Sunday, the 25th of June, 2023. Set in the round, this is a sheer spectacle ballet and telling of the classic fairy tale. Cinderella, that it's presented on a scale rarely seen, with a company of over 50 dancers of the highest caliber from all around the globe. The promotional material for the show states, English National Ballet returns to the Royal Albert Hall for the first time since 2019, with 14 performances of Cinderella in the round, featuring over 90 dancers, a live orchestra, magnificent sets, and transformational projections. This sparkling ballet transports you to an enchanting kingdom where forest creatures live alongside princes, a growing tree appears to dance in the wind, and Cinderella's wit and generosity gets her to the ball with the help of a little bit of magic. Christopher Wheeldon's glittering choreography sees the arena floor flooded with exquisite dancers, while the classic sublime score is performed by the English National Ballet Philharmonic. It runs for 2 hours and 30 minutes, including 2 20-minute intervals. As you take your seat, the gigantic circular stage of the Albert Hall and the back wall act as projected screens that convey different images, starting with a brilliant blue sky with white clouds projected onto both. As the action begins, all the familiar characters of Cinderella enter the arena to greet us, dressed in lavish attire. A grand palace structure is then viewed on the back wall with two oblong archway openings. Characters enter and exit through these and from the back of the auditorium. Various set pieces are brought onto the stage to create different locations, like a large blue long table and a fireplace for Cinderella's kitchen setting. When a grand ball scene is called for, a rustic red backdrop of the exterior appears, along with dozens of gold frame portraits and four brown archway walkthrough structures to create scope and stature. The dancing and choreography is exquisite and beautifully presented, complemented by some of the most stunning costumes. Cinderella is dressed, to begin with, in a simple blue dress, then replaced by a stunning gold shimmering affair for the ball, and the prince begins in a red and gold military uniform and later appears in a more simple white affair. Some of the dance sequences contain fantastical creations and creatures, ranging from four potato head-like figures impeccably dressed, porcupine-style heads with straw-like hands and spikes all over the face, and yellow flower dancing creations. Cinderella as a ballet on such a massive scale works so well and is complemented beautifully by the score, orchestra and production design, but it is the elegance of the dancing and choreography that shines through on every level and shows off the real high caliber of the English National Ballet. It's so sad that for the second time in a year at the Royal Albert Hall, that ballet has not been made accessible for those visually impaired. It didn't happen with the Nutcracker at Christmas either. With an audio description, and I really do have to stress that voices and actions do make a difference. So if this is something that you would like to see change in the future, please do contact the venue and let them know about it. Only by speaking up will bring about that change. The Royal Albert Hall is a fabulous, prestigious venue to visit, and they do have a wonderful front of house team that will help in any way they can. So if you ever do need any assistance whatsoever, always ask. There are disabled toilets on all levels with lift access, and assistance dogs are allowed to accompany you in the venue, but please do ask about this at the time of booking. For more information on what's coming up next at the Royal Albert Hall, including some information on the BBC Proms and access information at the hall, then visit royalalberthall.com, or to book tickets or for assistance, call the box office on 020 7070 4410. And it's open Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Or alternatively, you can email accessbooking@royalalberthall.com. To find out what's been audio described in London and around the UK, you can visit vocalise.co.uk and mindseyedescription.co.uk. A View on Access is written, presented and produced by myself, Tim Calvert, of Calvert Creative Concepts for the Audio Description Association, and can be found on Audio Boom online, and you can visit aviewonaccess.co.uk for further information. To find out more or to feedback about audio description or accessible performances, or to get involved or request a show or venue to be featured, email aviewonaccess@gmail.com. Remember, all theatre arts and entertainment should be accessible for all, and if it's not, ask for it. Sometimes only by speaking up will bring about change. From me, Tim Calvert, keep smiling through and stay safe.
A View on Access, written, presented and produced by Calvert Creative Concepts.